Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning, May 30th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
I don't know where Westlake is at in the school year, but good luck to Mentor High School students paying attention to their finals this week with 80s.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Westlake isn't out till next week, June 7th.
Okay, yeah, so then Izzy's out later on this week, and that's a whole thing. So hopefully your weekend, maybe you had an extended weekend, was a good one. You can always let us know your best of the weekend. We're going to get to our best of the weekend here coming up in just a couple of minutes. And apparently yesterday during the show, I had a message on Facebook. So, by the way, Tim, you said 2023, Niall Horan coming to town.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So, I'm a year off.
It's a year off.
It's very close. The date was right, so the year was off. And you show up at Blossom, and you're wrong.
I mean, you'll be there next year. You know, Niall is doing a lot of planning for this tour.
A lot of advanced planning. This reminds me very much of, like, Madonna, the last tour.
Yes.
I think that was one of the first times I ever noticed tickets going on sale.
Like a year ahead of time.
14 months
right.
ahead
yeah,
of time,
crazy.
Whatever it was. So, by the way, that's... That is not June of this year. It is June of next year. But I bet if you go there June of this year, there'll be a show.
Yeah, it just won't be Niall Horan.
Might not be Niall Horan. So there you go. Best of the weekend. Let's get to that coming up next. Jen and Tim Show. For a lot of people, it was an extended weekend, so we're curious what you did over the weekend. Even if you did have to work yesterday morning, this is one of the first times we got to talk to you since the weekend. So best of the weekend. Let's start with Stevie Ray.
I went home to see my family. It was pretty fun. Got to play
some cornhole.
That
was the
best. Yeah.
Stop that. Where's home, Stevie Ray?
Dover.
How nice.
Tim's favorite place.
What's going on in Dover? What's the late? What's bumping in Dover?
Hey, Canal Days was over the weekend.
That's in Canal Fulton.
That sounds lovely.
No, it's not.
It is.
Downtown Dover.
There's a different Canal Days.
Yeah.
Whose was first? I think Canal Fulton's was first.
I've been to the Canal Fulton.
Why isn't it the Dover Days?
Because we used to be Canal Dover.
So what, did you get like a funnel cake? Or
oh, I didn't go. I just was annoyed by the inconvenience of the whole street being blocked off.
So the only thing going on in Dover you didn't hit, and I'm calling it Dover Days. If you dropped the canal years ago, it should be Dover Days.
I'll call up the mayor.
I like you yelling at Stevie Ray for it.
She knows everything about Dover. She is the Dover correspondent, which
you
I
are,
figured
really.
She would know why Canal Days is in Dover. If they drop the canal.
We're celebrating that we have a canal.
Yeah. I thought you said they don't have a canal anymore.
We have a canal. It just doesn't, you don't use it
anymore. Oh, it's an underutilized canal.
I believe Dover still uses a canal. I bet they do. Like, Akron's has dried up. I believe that there's some type of pony situation.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, what was it like the mules like would walk with like the sticks and the butt? Yeah,
they lift that water up. That had to take forever.
I saw some horse and buggies and I thought of you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is there Amish down there in all seriousness?
Yeah, like right next to Dover is Sugar Creek.
Oh, Sugar Creek is there. That's
where all the Amish are.
Well, that sounds like a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
We got to get the mayor of Dover on. Talk about this Dover Days.
Yes, we do. Wait, I have to say it.
Your best of the weekend?
No.
So we should just start with that.
No.
Jim, what was your best of the
weekend?
I'll get
to that. Night.
Did you hang with family?
No,
was
because
it great?
I did.
Did you grill out?
I did.
I bet you swam.
Did you swim? We did swim, and we celebrated my niece Hayes' third birthday.
That's awesome.
Which was great.
All right, we're
613. I got to tell you, you look a little different today.
It's my
hair.
What
is it? I know what it is. You look a little bit more mature. You look...
Manure?
A year older. You look... Like, maybe a dot older than me now. Happy birthday, belated. How was it yesterday? I'm just saying. I mean, you're now like a year older.
I'm not a year older. I'm just days.
Ten.
Just days.
Ten delightful days.
And yesterday is always a good day because it's your birthday, so that day doesn't really count. if you round that.
That does, you're not rounding. You are older than me.
No, birthday was good.
I just like to give you.
Birthday was good.
I'm glad. Well, how did you celebrate?
Like everybody does. Go roll out, body shots. No, not at all.
Don't say roll out.
Geneva on the Lake. That's always a good time.
That's nice.
You've been there? You haven't been there?
I have never been there.
You got to go there.
I'd like to go there.
It's an entire strip of, I mean, live music, and they've got, I had never been to Eddie's before, which has been there since like 1950.
That's awesome.
Which is like a foot-long hot dog, Hamburg, which the sign says, place. Play a serious fascination. That's my game. But it's great.
So you had a very good birthday.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. That's delightful, Tim. I'm surprised I didn't hear from you on the photos I posted of you on our Facebook
page. Oh, I did.
Are you mad about it?
I mean, you used the best ones. I appreciate that.
I did. You know what I thought? I thought everybody, you make us all laugh and smile so much.
I didn't think of this.
I sure did.
You thought, put the three worst photos of Tim
up. I did not. I said, let's get the silliest photos of Tim we can find. Because silly is a word I use a lot. And, let's post a happy birthday. You got so many great wishes, so it was
nice. I did. We'll get to some of those. But what was your best of the weekend?
So I did mention my niece, Hayes, turned 3 years old, and we had a Moana-themed birthday party for her, which was just absolutely magical. 3 years old, I feel like, is the year of the birthday that they really start to be aware of, you know, this is a party for them. And it was just really awesome to celebrate. I mean, there was a party tragedy I should say there was an incident, and I'm blaming you for it, that we will have to talk about at some point, Tim Richards. Right in the middle of the party. Very dramatic. I blame you for that. But we don't have time to talk about that right now. We will get to it.
I wasn't even there.
Well, it was a
How do I get blamed for a party incident? I'm having my own party on my own birthday.
You jinxed it with your plumbing stuff, I feel like. You know how you had plumbing stuff last week?
Oh, I know. Thank goodness for Charlie. Charlie the plumber over and taking care of the situation.
I might need Charlie's number. You won't believe what happened in the middle of this party. In the middle of a party, you will not believe what happened at my house.
Charlie and his crew, because I asked them, because the bathrooms are dated, also remodel. I don't know what the price of that is. I'm almost afraid to ask. He just told me that there was one place. I know we're getting to your best of the weekends. He said that he left one home. I don't know where it was at. I know I asked, and I don't remember where it was at. And the square footage, a larger bathroom, and they wanted the top of the line everything, where there was shower heads, sinks, faucets, whatever it might be. The entire bathroom, he said, cost 50 G's.
What?
50 G's they spent on their bathroom. I don't know if there's a waterfall. I don't know if there's a bidet. I don't know how you make it to 50 G's. Like, what is an average? And I don't know. I'm asking the question. If you have an average bathroom where you want to do a tub-to-shower conversion, flooring, new toilet, like the whole thing, are we talking 5 or are we talking 15?
Well, I think there, as a person who has redone a bathroom, I think it has to do with, well, one, there's the cost of the labor. That's one thing. Like, are you moving toilets and stuff like that? No.
No.
It just depends on, you know, what kind of tile do you pick? Are you going to not do tile? Are you going to do like a...
swag.
What's swag? I don't know what swag is.
I meant shag carpeting in the... What if you wanted to do
Please don't do carpeting in your bathroom. I mean, yeah, are you going to do like an LVP? Are you going to do a tile? Some people do.
I was looking for just a generic
answer. I have a friend who has a fancy heated floor
Lance.
In the bathroom.
Wait, what was the guy's name?
Oh, Wayne? That was Wayne.
Wayne?
No. Well, I don't know. I've never been to Wayne's house. I don't know if Wayne has a heated floor. But
Pam! Pam Potts! Me and my husband went to Geneva on the Lake yesterday. What? I was there too. They had burgers at Eddie's. I also had burgers at Eddie's. Then they went to the Firehouse Winery, which is on the north side of the Strand, right where that's out. It was an absolutely beautiful day. Beautiful day to be outside. Beautiful weekend to be outside.
Yes, absolutely. I'm surprised you didn't see her anywhere. Maybe you saw Pam. You didn't even know it. Patricia said she went on a road trip to Bowling Green to see her granddaughters. I love this because she posted a photo. Oh my goodness, granddaughter's and a cute little puppy in that photo too. Thank you, Patricia, for sharing. We love when you share the photos as well. Linda said a little winery therapy.
Where?
There's like a picture.
And when? That looks like a sangria.
Yeah,
is that
right?
A sangria? Sangria, something. Good time.
If you're in the market to buy a lighthouse, there's one for sale right here in Cleveland. We'll tell you how to get it next. There are 10 lighthouses in the U.S. that are being either given away for free or sold at auction. by the federal government. One of them is here in Cleveland. The goal is to preserve the properties as they are no longer essential for navigation. The one that you'll be able to get at auction is Cleveland Harbor West Pierhead Light. It's a 50-foot steel tower from 1911 that is...
Needs some upgrades.
Yeah, okay. It may need a, an upgrade.
Maybe some foundation issues.
It is only... Well, how do you get to the foundation of that? I mean, it's...
Where is it?
You can only... Oh, you get it accessible. It's only accessible by boat. I was thinking it was underwater, but I'm sure...
Yeah, never mind.
It's only accessible by boat, but it's going to be up for auction. I do not know when that auction is. Don't ask, but we could find out.
I'm going to need
like
to know which
know.
One. I'm going to need some more details. Are we switching to an LED situation now with the lighthouse?
Well, it's up to you. If you buy it, it's up to you. Some of these lighthouses...
The lights work?
I don't know.
Is the boat included to get to the lighthouse?
I don't think that a boat is included.
I might want paint before I... has it been upgraded at all?
I don't.
In the market today, a lighthouse?
I tell you.
How much is that going for? My neighbor's house just sold for $1 bajillion. A lighthouse, I think... Going to be a hefty.
I think it'll be priced. Some of them in the country are free. So if you want one like in another state.
They just give free lighthouses?
Yeah, they're just giving them away.
Is Oprah?
10 of them in the country.
Would you take a free lighthouse?
No,
Why would you take a free lighthouse?
I don't want a free lighthouse.
I would take a free lighthouse.
There's maintenance on a lighthouse. What if like there's an issue with the lighthouse and you got to go fix the lighthouse? You own the lighthouse? How can we get to it only by boat? No.
Yeah, I got to know where this one's at. I'm going to have to do some Googling.
Would you take a free lighthouse?
Who wouldn't take a free lighthouse?
I would not.
Anybody listening, not take a free
you
lighthouse.
You can't ask that right now. We're about to play Trump,
well,
too.
Hit us up on socials.
It's not like you're bringing it home.
I know. It's very sturdy. It's been there. Piece of history. Lighthouse.
Yes.
Tell me your boys wouldn't like a lighthouse. Probably a nice spiral step situation.
Sure.
That'd be great.
What if you do restore the light function and then you just shine the light every once in a while? Are you allowed to do that?
Your lighthouse. Just keeping people aware. Don't crush my dreams.
I am. I'm crushing them. It's a bad idea. Do not bid on the lighthouse, Tim.
I'm reading this because Nikki Christine, once again, we talk about best of the weekend. Maybe you had an extended weekend. Maybe it was just Friday and Saturday. Nikki says that she went and saw the Beach Boys featuring John Stamos.
Ooh.
Can he sing?
I don't even care. I would just like to see John Stamos.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, if you look, great looking guy. How old's John Stamos?
He is a
55. How old's John Stamos?
Handsome guy. We got to Google it now. I would say like 56, right?
59.
And he's like a young baby too, I think.
59.
Doesn't he have a young child because he like got married in the past 5 years or so? Oh, John Stamos. Also, it says is 6 feet tall. I would not expect that.
I would not.
I would expect him to be a short guy. Oh, my.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
Where did you go see that?
I'm curious, like, was that in town and we didn't know it? Or did she leave?
We are terrible if we didn't know that.
That's an MGM Northfield, right? Why am I feeling like that's
I'm
the
I'm feeling
MGM
like
Northfield.
That's like Jacob's Pavilion, but.
Really?
Yeah. It's the Beach Boys.
I know. That's true.
We need more information. Now, we would have known if John Stamos was going to be here, right?
I don't think we missed it. But once again, here, I bet I know where it was at.
Where?
And this is why we missed it. Parma Library. Because we miss
every
event.
Goes.
We miss every event. Oh, Andrew McCarthy. And then we read about it. And it's already sold out. They're basically already there.
Yeah.
And then the Parma Library is like, oh, by the way, yeah, Ryan Reynolds read books to kids.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
That would be.
Will Ferrell was there and he actually painted the book, the Parma Library.
Right.
I'm making both of those up clearly, but along those lines, I feel like we miss all these events.
Yes.
We cover Cleveland except for the Parma Library.
Except for the Parma Library, who apparently gets everyone.
How do they? I mean,
I don't know. I'm still mad we didn't see Andrew McCarthy.
Like, who's coming out with the book? When Britney Spears has that tell-all, if she shows up to the Parma Library,
we need to know.
How's the reconciliation of you and your mama?
Oh, my.
I got a lot of questions.
I would be. Me too.
A lot of dancing
me
on
too,
Instagram.
Me too, but I think I would be very nervous to ask them.
Me too. But
I sure would. Good news, Tim. An online casino offering someone $1,000 to taste test donuts. We'll tell you how you can get involved next. An online casino offering someone $1,000 to test and rate donuts. Dunkin', Krispy Kreme, Tim Hortons. The review likely gets posted on their website. In addition to the $1,000, Tim, they will pay for your donuts. And
You looked at me 80 times, and now you said Tim. Now I've got to talk.
Well, I want because
it's a Fat Tim reference.
It's not a Fat Tim. I'm not.
Here's a story for Tim Richards.
It is Tim. You like donuts.
Tim.
You like donuts.
By the way, do you know anybody that likes donuts but hates a cake donut? That's my entire family. I don't understand. I mean, I know
like
the difference.
Thicker, heavy,
yeah.
Like
they don't like them. I was at Geneva on the Lake. Mattson's Donut's been there for, I don't know, since 1934 something. And they, I love donuts. And they'll, you know, the Krispy Kreme, the Dunkin' Donuts, fine. Cake donut, they're out.
They want the fluffy, air-filled donut. Why
fluffy,
are they?
Is air-filled.
It the, what? Why? Is it too thick?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. But it's the entire thing.
Wow.
Is your daddy, are those cake donuts? Yes. Now! Okay.
Does she like cake in general? I mean, they don't taste the same as cake, though.
It's just odd. That just that taught
is
me
odd. You're right. That is odd.
$1,000 to eat donuts.
$1,000 to eat donuts. You can apply on the PlayStar website. The deadline's this Friday, Tim, by the way, National Donut Day. And, well, of course, there will be deals. I'm sure we'll be talking about those.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We were asking best of the weekend, and we're getting a lot of great comments. Tim, this one just came through from Maura. She saw Rick Springfield live at Disney, and then she made this comment, and it just kind of struck me. 73 and still performing. I did not realize Rick Springfield is 73 years old.
So he was performing. Yeah, I've always heard. I've actually never seen Rick Springfield. I've always heard
Same.
Great things. Was he on GH back in the? What was the show he was? What was
he
the,
was on GH.
He was.
He played Dr. Wasn't he Noah Drake?
Joey
was Drake Ramore. No, I think he was Noah Drake on GH. And remember, John Stamos was on GH like back in the day too. There were a lot of
GH still on. It's still on, isn't it? General Hospital.
I know it's still on because every time my mother-in-law visits us, she records it on my TV or finds. You know, I don't know. However you watch it now, and
you watch it on VHS.
Well,
is
I mean
how you
seriously,
watch it.
She pops in her VHS and she catches up at night, and I'll like pop in and out, and I'll be like, I can catch right up with the storylines and I haven't watched it.
Like, is a nice Luke and Laura and Sonny and whatever.
Sonny
like,
is still there.
Sonny's there, of course. Slick back hair still? Probably.
Yeah, I don't know about Luke and Laura.
I don't know. That's I only watched that back in the day because my grandma either made us watch it or she told us to leave the house. And if we were there, I think it started at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
If we were there, we had to shut up. That's my Italian grandma, literally.
It was a very.
Shut up and sit down and watch a General Hospital. Oh, nice to see you too, Grandma. So I never visit her between 3 and 4. 4:01, I was down there, or I left at 2:59. Very loving.
That's sweet. Oh!
Take that microphone. All right, good morning to you.
Well, I just want to call and tell you that I'm the one who saw John Stamos this weekend.
Where?
And he was at Nemacolin in Pennsylvania. Have you guys ever been there?
I sure have. It is beautiful. Did you stay overnight?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
there.
And he can still sing. They were absolutely amazing.
That's so awesome. And he can sing, huh? All the Beach Boys songs.
Yeah. Yeah, he sang. He played guitar. He played the drums. He did it all.
You are very lucky. What a great weekend you had. I'm so glad you called us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you guys for all you do. I honest to God, I just love listening to you guys every morning. You guys make me laugh. You make me smile. And it already starts my day the right way. So thank you guys.
Thank you for saying that. That is so kind. We appreciate it. We're so glad you listen.
We're like John Stamos in the morning.
Yes,
except not
absolutely.
At all.
Absolutely.
So you jinxed me. I had a major plumbing issue over the weekend. Completely your fault. as you...
I wasn't even there. What are you talking about?
You did. You would like plumbing jinxed me. Didn't you have that big plumbing thing last week, and then you couldn't fix the plumbing, and then you got to call in the plumber, Plumber Charlie or whatever?
Charlie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't... plumbing's not my thing. I try to give it... And I always almost wonder, and if you're a plumber, let me know, is it best if I give it a pedestrian try? Or is it best if I just leave it alone? Because I don't, I try to show some type of skill set in the plumbing arena, and then more happens. Because water, very tricky, very, very liquid,
very fluid,
very through the cracks of anything, very drippy. It's a lot going
very
on.
Liquid.
And I try, when I took the tank off of, just to answer your question, yes, there was an issue, and then Charlie came out on Friday, and it was, thank goodness he knows what's going on.
You plumb jinxed me. You plumb jinxed. And if you are a plumber and you call in to tell Tim about that, can you first make an appointment to come to my house?
That was Tim versus the tank, but a different one.
A different tank. We had a birthday party at my house over the weekend for my 3-year-old niece, Hayes, and it was a delight. It was Moana. It was, the weather this weekend was amazing, right? It was beautiful. The party was perfect. We're getting, you know, some of the food cleaned up to get ready for the cake. I mean, the cake is the big deal, right? Right in the kitchen, we have like, everybody's sitting there. The grandmas are there. The great grandmas are there. The family, there are some family members, you know, from that, my brother's wife's side of the family I've never even met before. They're all in my house gathered around the kitchen table to sing happy birthday to sweet baby Hayes, who is now 3, and it's the most magical day ever. As I grab the cake knife to go over toward the cake, water starts pouring down from my kitchen ceiling out of a light fixture.
Oh my, that is horrendous.
All of a sudden, like, I feel something on my arm. I look up and it is pouring down from a light fixture, and I'm like looking around, and there's no way, you know, you have guests at your home, you don't want to like draw attention to something, but it was, I mean, there was water coming down from the ceiling.
And by the electric? Sounds relatively dangerous.
Through the electric, right? It was not by it. It was coming out of the light fixture, dripping right out. So I did what any reasonable person would do, just kind of stood there and looked at it.
You grabbed umbrellas. Bad luck, but you got to stay dry.
Someone was like, I don't even know who said it. They're like, you should grab a bucket or something. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I was stunned in the moment. I froze, and I had put a bowl down. It was...
Like a moist ceiling or dripping from the ceiling?
Not a moist ceiling. Literally through the light fixture. Water coming down through. No, and like all around it, there's no moist ceiling.
Do you know what happened?
We think.
Okay. Hang on to that because I want to know.
Nobody has assessed it. It was a holiday weekend. We just, you know, every man at this party was then in my kitchen looking up.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
You got your flange and your.
We do a lot of looking.
Right.
That's what we do.
There was a lot of that.
A lot of looking.
A lot of assessment.
Looking at the yards.
Yeah.
Looking at the toilets.
A lot of conferring with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And then I call somebody that knows. So I want to see what the guys, after they assess the ceiling situation, the conclusion.
All right.
That's next. So the guys are looking up. You had water dripping down from the upstairs through a light fixture.
Through a light fixture. Like the can light, you know, like right.
Oh, the can light. Yeah.
A can light. Isn't that what it's called? A can light?
Can.
Like a can? Can? I don't know. Water dripping down, hit my arm. Then I finally get like a large bowl to try and collect it. And all the men in the house, everybody just standing there, huh? Yeah. Looking up, trying to assess. Somebody goes upstairs. Oh, no one's in this bathroom. There's nothing going on. Can't be the bathroom. Well, they're in the wrong bathroom. Like, you have to figure out which bathroom is with the light. They go to the other bathroom. No one was in that bathroom. They turn off the water on the toilet, though, and it stops dripping down. So I've heard the word flange thrown around. I've heard the word wax ring thrown around.
Oh, the wax ring under the toilet? Could be.
Well, then someone... The wax ring is not the flange. That's different, right? The flange is different than the wax ring. I don't know.
We're going to get into plumber chat, but yeah. Flange in the tank, or is it just the where you turned it off on the floor? That was one of my issues.
All I know is we turned it off, the water stopped dripping, and we sang happy birthday to Hayes, and the cake was delicious.
Is the plumber coming out?
Hopefully.
I could recommend Charlie if you want. I don't know if they'll drive out to
Charlie!
Very nice guy.
We'll hopefully get it handled.
I offered him a bottle of water, and I said, is that a faux pas? Offering a plumber water. I just like, is there something there? He said, absolutely not. I'm sweating. I'm like, here you go.
Oh, that was nice of you.
All right, before we get to erratic truck two, I didn't know. I thought maybe there was an unwritten rule.
Why would like, they not take the water?
I don't know. They work with water all day.
I think you don't like offer them sewer water or something.
Why would I offer them sewer water?
I don't know. It's I'm Charlie. Just saying like it's regular water. You get water.
Charlie, lick out of the bowl. Why would I do that?
Who says that?
You said offer them dirty water.
Well, I'm just saying. Like you're acting like it's bad to offer water. Like of course you could offer them water. It's not dirty water.
Just feel like there's an unsung joke there that I didn't want to be a part of from poor Charlie.
If there is, you would figure it out.
I would 100. That's why I asked the question. Okay. You're good with that, right, Charlie?
Well, there's a cruise ship in Cleveland. Docked today will tell you how long it's staying. I want to go drive past it. We'll tell you how long it's staying next. And I'm so excited to talk about the cruise. I don't know why this is brand new to me over the past few years. It's 57 degrees in Cleveland.
It feels like it's brand new. Who knew that there, and there are, I mean, Destination Cleveland, there are people that work downtown or maybe saw it. And I only know, even with the Segway tours and other things, I mean, this is a big city. I'm not comparing this to Chicago, New York, L.A., Miami, on and on and on. But it is amazing. When I live downtown, there are tours. People want to see what's going on.
Which is
There's
awesome.
A lot of history downtown. I just didn't know the cruise ships was a thing.
Same. I didn't know the cruise ships was a thing. By the way, we're about to play Trump 2. You can't call right now. But if you could send us a message or call after Trump 2, where is this cruise? I want to go see the ship. I want to drive there after work. I want to see the ship. This is what we're talking about. The Cleveland cruise ship. It's the Pearl Mist. And it's at the, quote, Cleveland Cruise Ship Terminal. There's a Cleveland Cruise Ship Terminal. I don't know exactly where that is. I would like to go see it. Maybe you're at work and you can like see it from the window or something. Tell us where it is. Got here 5:30 this morning. This is the Pearl Seas Cruise. It will be docked here until 8 o'clock tonight. It started in Toronto. It goes to Milwaukee. It stops here in Cleveland. It goes to Detroit. It goes to Mackinac Island. I think there are a total of 9 stops on this cruise.
It's got to be by the Rock Hall somewhere.
That's what I think.
There's only so much accessibility. It's not down the river. And is this if I go there, is this like a size of a Carnival cruise line?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a 210 passengers. So how big is that?
So it's not,
I mean, it's not huge, but it's got to be, I want to go down and see it.
I know less about cruises than I do plumbing, so I can't really comment on that.
Will they let us on the ship to take a tour? They wouldn't do that, I bet. You'd probably have to be, like, wristbanded or something.
Well, we could get those.
How do we do that? So we have a cruise ship in Cleveland right now. It's docked. It got here at 5 a.m. It's staying until 8 p.m. And this is one of those cruises that, I swear, Tim, I just learned about this in the past few years. I had never heard of it before. But we even have a Cleveland cruise terminal, and I didn't know where that was. I want to drive by and see it. So I had asked if anyone knows, let us know if you can do that.
The Pearl Mist, the only fully balconied and fully stabilized ship.
What do you mean stabilized?
Well, the other ones, not so stable.
I don't understand that. What does that mean? They do not wobble, don't. They don't wobble.
They all.
What does it mean stabilized? Well, that sounds weird.
That's the email that I received.
Okay, well, I like that. But the first time I saw a real cruise ship, like a big one, I was on a trip. We were in Curacao, like one of those islands. And I could not believe how gigantic a cruise ship was. I've never been on a cruise. I thought it was insanely huge, which is why I would like to drive by and I would like to see this cruise ship. So fortunately, we have the greatest listeners in the world. Linda says, my company, Discover My Cleveland, is handling the tours for the Pearl Cruise today.
That's amazing.
I know. The ship is docked at North Coast Harbor behind the Brown Stadium, which is where the Cleveland Customs Office is located. Did you know we had a Cleveland Customs Office?
Like heading down West 3rd. So it's not directly, well, it's just west, as you're mentioning. If you're, and maybe you are, maybe you're working downtown. Maybe you happen to be downtown and the kiddos have a day off or they're done with school or something. You're coming downtown. It's worth driving past and checking it out.
I want to see it. I want to see with my own eyes how big it is. If you've seen it, please call us or send us a message.
So how big do you think it is? It's larger than the Nautica, but not as large as a, Royal Caribbean. I mean, like that, clearly.
Well, yes, that's exactly what. Do you think it's like 2 Nauticas? 3 Nauticas. A Nautica and a Good Time 3.
Yeah. I'd like to see what the new newer version of the new boat that's taking place of the Nautica as well.
Yeah, but what you know what the Nautica looks like. Like, is it, do you think it's
bigger
like,
than Nautica, right?
Well, yeah, it's got to be bigger than the Nautica. But how many Nauticas? Like, if you were doing it per Nautica, like, is it four Nauticas? Is it good
I'm
time
starting
threes?
To get a headache. I don't know exactly what it might be.
By the way,
sure.
Linda also says she's taking them to Amish country today in Geauga County. They're going to Middlefield.
It's just so odd to me.
They're shopping at Amish stores. They'll have lunch in an Amish home. And they'll be back because the ship leaves tonight.
Geauga County, not crazy far away, but that's the – and there's so many different things to do downtown. And I'm just thinking Cleveland area where there are a bajillion places to go. But they must want to go – they must want to go to Amish country, which I understand why. Food's great. It's a different – you know, maybe you don't get to visit a Amish community very often for wherever you're traveling. I don't know.
Well, and she said that's just some people. Like, some people will be doing tours of the city.
Okay.
Some people will be going to Amish country, so –
Well, if you're here from abroad, welcome. We are the Jen and Tim Show. You can download your Odyssey app. Come to the Halley Building. Come on down. We're down here on Huron.
Get a nice breakfast at yours truly. The YT medley is fantastic.
It slaps. Supposed to be 87 degrees. Tomorrow morning, show us those sunburns. Show us those burn lines.
Yes.
It's always, you probably already have them, right?
I was just going to say, from this weekend,
yeah.
Definitely.
Let me get out and get some sun. Ow, my shoulders!
Yeah.
We're going to get to some of the best of the weekend comments. I just want to say thank you. I did see the comments yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday, and a lot of comments were rolling through, and just really nice things. I mean, first of all, the happy birthday comments, great, but just nice things about the show and the station and how long they've listened. So that certainly added to my best of the weekend. We went as a family to Geneva on the Lake, played some Fascination, which I was horrible at, but went to Eddie's, which was not Yeti Eddie's to get some to eat. Yeah, that was so it was good. It's always Geneva on the Lake. If you haven't been, right?
I've never been. I would love to go there.
Good time.
I've never been there.
They have like Adventure Zone there. They have a lodge if you want to stay there, the cottages if you want to stay there.
Adventures? What kind of adventures are
there? It's like the, what do they have, like bumper boats and putt-putt and a zip line and just those type of things. You know, you can rent golf carts if you want to.
Is it crowded there?
Really busy.
Really busy.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like it's always really busy.
Always there, really busy.
But thank you for the comments.
Virginia was telling us about the best of her weekend. Traveled to Italy for 2 weeks. Oh, bragger. I want to do that.
Please. So if you're listening to the show, please give us every load. That is bucket list for me. I feel like Hawaii and also Italy, those two would probably be my top two that I haven't been and would love to go. I just feel like if I go to Italy that – first of all, I want to do the touristy things.
Same.
But I also want to go down whatever the cobblestone road is
with
the fresh bread or the wine. You cannot like. I kind of want both trips in one. I don't know if you can do that. I just have a lot of questions.
Like you want to find the Slimans of Italy is really what you want to do.
Do you have corned beef there?
No.
No, I know what you mean.
Right?
The handmade pasta down this way. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Stephanie said she visited with her in-laws who flew in from the West Coast, showed them how awesome Cleveland is, and then she posted an awesome photo of them at the Cleveland sign with the skyline in the background. It's beautiful. Love it.
And not a picture with the in-laws, though.
Maybe those are the in-laws. Well, I don't know.
They're not in the picture
with them.
Let's break it down. So the trip didn't go well. That was the end of it. Let's just make up a false narrative.
I don't know who that is in their photo.
That'd be great if it's nobody. It was just random people that got a picture with the Cleveland sign. It wasn't the in-laws or them.
Oh, my gosh. And then Chris said, we went to the Guardians game Sunday. My son Evan caught his first ever foul ball and an amazing win with Ramirez hitting the wall.
Oh, was that kid?
Yeah.
Bottom of the ninth.
Look at him holding
the ball. Nice job, buddy. That is amazing.
Really
cool. That is amazing. Stevie Ray, join us in the studio. Tell us about what's going on the podcast.
We recapped our Memorial Day weekend, talked about what everyone was up to this weekend, and we talked about the cruise ship that is in Cleveland.
Docked only today until 8 p.m. tonight.
Jen's going.
Why am I? I seriously am going to, after we get out of our meeting, go drive down.
I feel like you're going to be very underwhelmed.
I think so, too. But I have to see it with my own two eyes. Have you seen the cruise ship in Cleveland, Stevie Ray?
That's right, no, by kind of where you live. I mean, you're downtown.
You
live downtown.
The new Lady Caroline is very big compared to Queen Nautica.
So how many Lady Carolines do you think the cruise ship is? Four,
that's
two,
a Trump two-week
one.
Question tomorrow morning. I ask question three.
Lady Caroline, probably just two. Maybe
just two Lady Carolines.
Four Queen Nauticas.
Four Queen Nauticas.
Yeah.
You see? Tim could not answer that earlier. Thank you, Stevie Ray.
I was thrown. I did not know.
You were. I know. It was
like how many? I don't know.
I did repeat myself a lot also.
Have a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.